You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. When he was elected Louisiana governor last year, John Bel Edwards knew he was entering the governor's office in crisis mode, inheriting a massive financial mess when his term began in January. But a fiscal crisis was just the beginning, as the Democrat governor got more tragedy and upheaval during his first year than many governors see in their full tenure. Edwards reaches the one-year anniversary of his inauguration on Wednesday with a tricky minefield of problems ahead. Chief among those problems are how to get lawmakers to agree on how to reduce a state budget deficit. Governor Edwards elaborated in an interview to USA News yesterday.
The good news is we don't have to raise anywhere near as much revenue as we raised before in order to make these things happen. But just on the TOPS program alone, we needed another $90 million that we didn't get. And we're finding out now that we raised $300 million less in the current year than we thought we had. You know, so I can't imagine a responsible approach that doesn't try to make strategic cuts, raise revenue where necessary, and achieve some savings. I mean, that's the three things that we did last year, and you're going to see some more of that this year.
Louisiana's top higher education policymaking board is weighing proposals to cut TOPS tuition payments, consolidate campus administrative functions, and give more tuition-raising authority to school governing boards. The recommendations are included in a draft report released Monday by Board of Regents staff. Those ideas come in response to a 2016 state law requiring the board to conduct a comprehensive review of Louisiana's higher education structure. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.